My name's Michelle Owoo. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The goal of the research is to compile a portrait of modern day Britain. Can I please ask you first your name, your age, and where you come from?
My name is Tim Harris. I'm 55 and I come from Nottingham.
How are you, Tim?
I'm fine, thank you.
How did you first hear about the project?
I think I've been aware of Artichoke's work, so I probably got a mailing and I would have picked it up from the press and all that sort of thing. So yes, I've been well aware of it.
What actually inspired you to take part?
It seemed very simple. It seemed an idea that was kind of dangerously simple and therefore beautiful. Although I work in the arts, I don't actually participate. You know, I'm kind of the other end. I'm the kind of, hopefully, the help get things happen. And this seemed to be something I could do very easily and would give me a whole new kind of look at Trafalgar Square.
What happened when you heard that you had a place? How did you feel?
I thought, oh, right, okay, I've got to do something. I've got to do it then. And then a lot of people kind of, you know, have conversations with them and they say, what are you going to do? And I'm thinking, why do I have to do anything? I quite like to just kind of, it's almost like sitting in a street cafe but from a different angle and rather higher and watch the world go by. That was the original thought, and it's kind of, you know, become slightly different since. But it was not to be a performer and not to proselytize for any particular cause, because that's not really what I do. So it was to observe.
How has your idea changed?
Well, I think it's changed. I mean, one idea originally was to have some kind of blog and have a conversation with people around the world. And that looked a bit complicated. But I think what we have now is a phone number just for tonight. And if hopefully various people I know, and more hopefully people who pick it up on the web, will give us a ring and have a conversation with me and Trafalgar Square in general.
Are these people in the UK or further afield?
I mean, I know people. My other half lives in France, so we've kind of tried to cascade it a bit. It'd be lovely if we get calls from around the world. There's no way of telling, but it, you know, I'd hope for that, but we'll see.
Is your partner here tonight?
She's on her way, he said, hopefully, via Ryanair.
How did you meet?
We worked together on for a local authority, so we met that way, really.
Can you tell me just a little bit more about your work in the arts?
I self-style myself as an arts consultant, therefore I provide advice to organisations who need organisational development. I try and provide business plans, new ways of working. I also work quite a lot with local authorities, and I do project manage events that, you know, I can set up with friends and make happen and raise the money for, hopefully.
What type of events have you worked on recently?
Well, there's a public art project in Gainsborough in Lincolnshire, which is a memorial to a friend of ours who died very young. So that's kind of working with the family and friends to create a permanent piece of public art in a market town. I've set up and run a fire festival in a disadvantaged part of Hull. That kind of thing, really. You know, projects that interest me and I have some emotional or some record with, those kind of things.
What's the most satisfying part about bringing that off?
Well, my role in those things tends to be behind the scenes. So, you know, I kind of, my role might be to sort of find the money in the first place, and then to be part of seeing it through. But actually, more creative people than I take it over and make it happen. And I'm sort of the safety net in between, I hope, safety net in between the cracks to kind of be there and help and so on. So I guess the most interesting part of that kind of work is what happens when it happens, when the public come and enjoy and there's a spectacle and all that, and they haven't seen all that stuff that's gone on, as indeed One Another works. You know, they don't see what goes on, months of planning, all the discussions with the different agencies and all that kind of stuff. They see the end product, and that's fine, that's how it should be.
Have you got a particular fondness for working on projects in the public domain?
I probably do. I mean, well, I've never thought about this, but yes, I like working on, I mean, I like working on spectacles. I like, you know, I'm great fondness for the European tradition of fire spectacles, which is very hard in this country because, you know, we have the health and safety culture. But I do like that kind of, you know, I like that thing of art being slightly dangerous, but I also like that thing of art being slightly disposable. So actually, you spend a lot of time planning something, you spend a lot of money investing in it, and then you set fire to it. And I think there's maybe a lot of art should be like that. That's my view.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you might do on the plinth during the hour?
I plan to be relaxed. I plan to be spectacular. I kind of have a view that I will sit there and take it in and enjoy it. I will have a sign that gives the phone number out, so hopefully people will ring and we'll have a conversation. Friends of mine have said yes, we will do that. So we'll see if they do, if they tear themselves away from whatever they're doing on a Saturday night. I hope strangers will as well.
Any hopes or fears for tonight, this experience?
Not fears, no. I mean, with what I have planned, I can't really make a fool of myself, that's not a fear. Hopes, I mean, it'd be lovely to talk to somebody, you know, from a far-flung part of the country, of the world. I guess I hope it doesn't rain too much.
What are your expectations?
My expectations are to enjoy it, to engage a bit, but not too much, to enjoy the moment, really, and hopefully for it not to be too kind of pressured. But to have the chance to just sit back and kind of take it in, that I think would be important.
Who would you say you're doing this for?
Me. Nobody else. Me. A lot of people have said, you know, have tried to say, try to help me find a way of doing something, and I keep fighting them off and saying, why? Why do I want to do something?
What's the main thing that you'd say about yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
I think I enjoy observing and I don't enjoy being the centre of attention. So this is going to be, maybe that's why I thought, hey, yeah, I can do this for an hour. It's a bit out of character.
How do you feel about being the centre of attention?
I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not comfortable with public speaking. I'm not comfortable with performing, certainly. You know, I've kind of did all that when I was young, and I don't, it's not what I do. I'm a kind of, try to be sort of puppet master that puts the team together and makes things happen, not the despot at the centre of it.
You said you'd had some previous experience of performing, albeit some time ago. Can you tell me a little bit more about it?
Well, I mean, when you work in the arts, you start off doing whatever, and that included acting and directing and all producing and all that sort of thing. But, you know, I knew what I was good at, and in the end, that just, yeah, I think everybody does that. They go through that kind of phase. And become something else, and that's kind of fine. That's, you know, that's just the way people move on. So I, you know, I've done it. I've been in front of audiences, and I've played parts. You know, not great, not big parts, but where necessary. But I don't regard myself as an actor.
Would any aspect of those performances bear any relation, have any bearing on how you'll perform, how you would approach this tonight?
I don't think any of those will, no. I think, you know, maybe kind of occasionally I've had to sort of stand and, as it were, gut a ribbon at things and open things and all launch things, and the, rather than the manner of the Queen Mother and launching a ship, you know, they declare this event open. But I don't see it in those terms. I don't actually think can effectively, I mean, I'm sure you can, but I'm not sure that I want to effectively have a conversation with Trafalgar Square. There may be moments when I kind of want to say, oh, I've got so-and-so on the phone or whatever. But if those moments don't arise, that's fine.
Does the artist's concern to democratise art relate to your decision to be here today at all?
Not primarily. I mean, yes, it is a very democratic and random process. I have a friend who applied at the same time as I did.
So there's some background noise, some quite loud bass noise passing
on
the
back,
background.
Yeah. I have a friend who applied about the same time as I did, whereas I kind of got on immediately. She hasn't got on yet, and so I'm not sure what that has to do with your question. It's a very random process. That's where I was, and that's fine. So you know, the artist will end up with the rough and the smooth of a picture of the UK and all its kind of eccentricities. I'm fine with that, but that wasn't kind of, I didn't sort of come into this really with a view to saying I want to take my place or make my contribution to that picture. I just wanted to do it for myself.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think I'd like to get on with it.